Earlier this week, two 15-year-olds were killed and more than 18 others injured at a high school in Benton, Kentucky. The shooting made headlines, and so did the fact that other school shootings haven't. The violence in Kentucky marked the 11th school shooting this year, before the month of January is even out. When you read a statistic like that, it's shocking, but the truth is, comprehensive data on school shootings don't exist in this country. For the number we do know on school shootings, they can be deceiving in this media environment. Julie Weber is professor of politics and government at Illinois State University and author of the book Beyond Columbine. Julie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the number of school shootings, Julie, there have been a lot lately, and it feels to a lot of Americans like they must be more common than they once were. What are the real trends?
Well, let me say, first of all, I have three main points about this issue. And the main trends are that violence has remained steady for the last probably 10 years, but it had gone down significantly since 1993 when it had reached its height. And so gun violence today is lower than it was in 1993. The second point that I would make is that gun violence may seem like it's going back up. It's steadily going back up, but there tends to be these fluctuations, and those are caused by spikes in gun violence deaths that go into the count. And that makes it seem like gun violence is going up overall. But in actual fact, we're still waiting on these sort of fluctuations to see if they go back down, because they usually do. The third point I'd make is that most gun violence does not occur in schools. It occurs in homes and workplaces. So about 1 in 8 gun violence deaths occurs in schools.
All right. So Julie, the statistics suggest that while violent deaths at school or deadly school shootings are down over the years, overall incidents with guns in the school or on school property are up. Can you pick apart sort of what we know about the numbers and whether violence in school with guns really is up or down?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I think that the incidents, and depending on how we count them, the article in the New York Times yesterday was that there had been 10 shootings since the first of the year, and it was only the 23rd day of the year. But if you break down those incidents, they count a gun going off at or near a school as a shooting incident. And so if we break down those 10 incidents, 2 of them were suicide or suicide attempts, 4 were gunfire going off at or near a school, and 4 were homicide attempts. The gun violence that's happening at schools is not necessarily the kind that we see on the news that is the more spectacular kind of incidents with people going into schools and terrorizing people in confined spaces like the lunchroom and other places. Most of it tends to be guns going off at or near schools, or somebody bringing a gun to school that's unsecured from the home.
Right. I wanted to ask you if there's an important differentiation between the kind of shooting where, say, a student might bring a gun to school to settle a grievance with another specific student versus the mass shooting, the mass revenge, the terrorizing of people in the lunchroom, as you say. Would you distinguish between those in terms of understanding the overall problem?
Absolutely. The first kind you mentioned, the kind where somebody comes to school and it's revenge oriented against a particular person, we call interpersonal violence. That may be what counts for more of these incidents, simply because there's 300 million guns in circulation in the United States. So kids can get a hold of them, and if they have a grievance, they can take it to school and they can attempt to threaten somebody. They tend to end usually without death. But the other kind, I think, are very rare. I mean, maybe there's been 6 or 7 in the past few years. So there's a really big difference between the two types. But what happens is the part stands in for the whole in the media. So these, and in the public's mind, these larger events like Columbine, they stand in for what we see as school violence, when in reality, most of school violence is not as spectacular as that. But I really wish that we would pay attention to the less spectacular versions of it, because those are all too common. And we do need to do something about it as a nation and in our communities. We need to take action against a lot of these smaller incidents, what we call interpersonal violence. And suicide is a really big issue as well.
Julie Weber, professor of politics and government at Illinois State University and author of Beyond Columbine. Julie Weber, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Babbel, a language app that teaches real-life conversations in a new language like Spanish, French, and German. Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons are available in the App Store or online at Babbel, BABBEL.com.